Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Last week, folks, Mike Costantino, who is sitting across from me here, and I discussed dark money. We want to continue our dark money discussion this week.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. Dark money, what is it? Well, it's money that you know how it's being spent. And what we did last week was take a single congressional race, a single issue about Medicare, and look at a whole bunch of different flyers from a lot of dark money groups. And dark money, you know it's being spent if it's being spent directly on electoral politics, because you can see it being spent. You just can't know who provided the money. And it's a very complicated story, but there are ways to screen it. So even if you have a group that has to declare who its donors are, you can form a separate group that doesn't have to declare who its donors are. I'm not going to give you the spaghetti of all of this, stuff. But that's how dark money works. And dark money has it's an avalanche of dark money is pouring into the American political system.
And it's
direct corporate contributions.
Remember that thanks to Citizens United and the Supreme Court decision, that money equals free speech. And that's, you know, we could spend obviously 15 minutes talking about the absurdity. We just, you know,
let's
money
do
equals
talk
speech.
About that.
Well, let's step back for a second. Money equals speech. What's wrong with that, Steve? What does it mean that money is free speech?
There's a whole series of decades and decades of law. People began to get concerned about corporations controlling political events back as early as 1907. But there was an earlier decision, decision said that money was the same thing as free speech.
Right.
Now, the problem with that sounds pretty good. Like, that gives me the right to give as much money to a candidate as I want. We're talking about electoral politics. We're talking about elections. The problem is,
the more money you have,
the more free speech you have.
I don't think that doesn't sound like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, if you don't have very much money, you end up not having very much free speech. If you end up having a lot of money,
you got a lot of free speech.
If you're a corporation, then you've got a lot of free speech. So that's the first stage. The first stage is money equals free speech. The second stage, Mike, wanted to talk about Citizens United decision, which is pretty recent, that's caused the avalanche of all this money pouring into politics. We're calling dark money.
Yeah, well, that's when a lot of people got scared, when the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, of course, allowed corporate personhood, that the corporations have the same free speech rights as individuals, period. And that's now a lot of people got worried, but somebody told me this morning that some people didn't think it would make any difference. And of course, it's making all the difference in the world when this much money flows into an election from corporations that have their best interests and their stockholders' best interests and whatever at heart. It's not government.
The problem is that the Citizens United was like the second step. So money equals free speech. Corporations have the same rights as individuals. Corporations can then give an unlimited amount of money directly to affect electoral campaign. It's kind of a two-step process. I mean, that's simplifying, but that's really what's happened, folks.
And it's part of the reason for Occupy Everything, Occupy Sedona, Occupy Cottonwood, Occupy Wall Street. It's part of the motivation is just that corporations get everything.
Well, they intervened so radically in the 2010 election. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce basically put in almost $40 million into campaigns, almost entirely on the Republican side. There might have been a couple of Democrats. The money is all hidden. We don't know who gave it. And the Chamber of Commerce, we're talking about the National Chamber of Commerce, it's always been very right-wing, but now it seems to be you can buy a piece of legislation almost. In other words, you can give, I'm a drug company and I want a certain legislation and I can put money in there and it can be sort of whitewashed and spent how I want to spend it on a particular campaign.
And that's, and our point today is to try to apply this to, obviously we can talk nationally. We're talking about one campaign, one individual, and our guy, the representative for our district, Paul Gosar, and how all of this applies to him. And all of this is happening with his candidacy and his holding office. For instance, these things that we get in our mailbox, these beautiful little slick flyers, this most recent one I'm looking at says that Congressman Gosar got an award, a 2011 Standing Up for America Seniors Award, as from Retire Safe. And that's the name of the organization. And these front groups are allowed to pour money in to support candidates. Now, in this particular one, well, it discusses that that he is fighting for price controls on prescription drugs. Well, yeah,
he's fighting against them, Mike.
Yes.
But it's a complete distortion. We talked a little bit
about a complete lie.
I think the last week we talked about how they were calling this a tax. Now these guys are calling it a price control.
Right.
Neither is true. It's just nonsense. But RetireSafe is another one of these front groups. And right now you're seeing postcards, you're seeing print ads. The cable ads are coming. The television ads are coming. Last election in this one little rural Arizona congressional district, these groups, dark money groups, spent $2 million to defeat Ann Kirkpatrick and elect Paul Gosar. This is aside from whatever money Ann Kirkpatrick and Gosar raise to run their own campaigns.
Right. You get the phone calls, you get the stuff in the mail, you send your money. This is way beyond that.
Right. And so this is a national process. So this is what's going to be happening. So we want to talk a little bit and try to clarify some stuff. We talked about dark money. There are also what we call front groups. So Retire Safe is a front group. You can't exactly say I'm a giant pharmaceutical company, and I want, and they're almost countries, aren't they? But they're the size of some countries, some of these companies, in terms of their economic power and the amount of money they have. So you can't go and say who you are. So you need someone who sounds much better than you are. You can't say Big Pharma wants to keep drug prices high.
Right.
Will you join us in this campaign? It's not going to work.
Right.
And so that they set up front groups. And so we use the term front groups. We also use the term AstroTurf groups. AstroTurf group.
While we're throwing out terms, AstroTurf groups, you also want to put in coin operated think tank.
Yeah.
I love that one.
A coin operated think tank. This is a new one to us. Is a think tank that you basically pay to generate whatever research you need.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about things like the Goldwater Institute, which is a far right-wing think tank that stays pretty much principled to its libertarian principles. And we're not talking about the liberal think tanks on the other side. Many of these think tanks, though, are actually not think tanks. They're really propaganda outfits. They're really advertising and public relation group. A lot of what you see is written by professionals who are basically for hire. But we've got groups out there, coin-operated think tanks, where you can basically put in your coins, which is maybe $1 million or so,
right,
and they'll flip, and then they'll support what you want, and they'll produce an AstroTurf group. AstroTurf is where you start out with big corporate money. And again, what you want to do is make this look like it's got public participation. So we have these descriptions. There's a boiler room in Washington. There are 30 well-spoken young people sitting at telephones. They call all over the country. Your group is, you've got a great name for it. Protect seniors from everything bad, right? But you don't have actual people. It costs a lot of money. You have a lot of money, but you don't have any bodies. And so these people call around and recruit people. And there's a term in the industry called white hats.
Right.
And a white hat joins one of these groups and doesn't really know that it started out as a, you know, as a corporate entity. So there, it's a smorgasbord of different groups.
An alphabet there. Soup for sure.
Yeah. We wanted to talk a little bit about how all this works, because I think last week we talked about dark money, but we didn't put it in perspective. We're talking about direct campaign expenditures. There is a huge, in other words, the situation was not great. Now, sometime we're going to talk about, say, GOSAR's contributors that are public contributors. But the situation starts out as pretty bad and now has gotten much worse.
Right. RetireSafe, the number of and the numbers on the names of the organizations are, like we say, an alphabet soup.
Okay, so let's take RetireSafe. RetireSafe is sort of a front group or a subgroup of a group called the Council for Government Reform. You really don't want to get into researching all this stuff, folks. It takes a long time. I mean, we're the Council for Government Reform, that sounds really good. Let's see, what were they once called? The National Center for Privatization.
That's right.
Yeah. These are the guys who wanted to privatize your Medicare back in the Bush administration. And, oh, my gosh, where did they get their money? Oh, wow. Seems to be from drug companies who wanted to sell more medicine. And that's a good thing. It's, they want to sell more medicine so they make the highest possible profit. And so you end up paying much more for Part D than you would otherwise would. If, you know, in other words, if Medicare were able to negotiate with the drug company prices, they really are not going to go broke. They didn't go broke before. The amount of medicines they're selling, the amount of help to people is actually increasing.
So the directions, we are going a couple directions this morning. We wanted to talk about the alphabet groups, all of the dark money, and what spawned them, of course, was the Supreme Court decision. We talked a little bit about Citizens United, and we want to make sure, we read recently the dissenting opinion, Justice Stevens' dissenting opinion, talking about what a huge change it is to consider a corporation an individual, and that as far as he's concerned, the majority in that decision didn't prove that an individual had the same was
he
a,
actually
a corporation.
Read out his dissent in court,
that's
which
right.
I'm not sure he's ever done before, or it never happens to read out a dissent.
Let's talk a little bit about what we got coming up here. The Door Breakfast, December 15th. Lane Kenworthy, you love this guy. Lane Kenworthy, professor from the University of Arizona, professor of sociology and political science. Here's the title of it. What is government for? We talked about the whole anti-government movement from the right just being incredibly successful. His subtitle here is The Rise of Economic Inequality. Do Trickle-Down Economics Work? He's done a lot of writing, and he has a lot of sponsors. He's author of Progress for the Poor, Jobs with Equality. And then, of course, something with the absurd title of Egalitarian Capitalism in Search of a National Economic Success, where he believes that all people can contribute to an economy. He's coming when?
He's going to be at the Door Breakfast on December 15th. We're going to have him again on Democratic Perspective, and we're going to talk a little bit. He's got
that's
some
the
really,
show.
Yeah, that's the show. And we're going to talk to him, how do we get from here to there. I mean, he spent a lot of time developing public policy ideas, and you can see with this vast amount of money pouring into the electoral races, that it's very hard to do that. Next week, Mike's going to focus on a group called ALEC.
Yeah, the American Legislative Exchange Council, who writes your legislation for you right down there in Phoenix.
It's a little bit different than a front group or an AstroTurf group or anything like that. It's something different. Mike's going to give you the whole, well, not the whole story,
not
but
the
at
whole
least
story.
Part of the story about this group. Well, I guess we've got to head out of here, Mike, until next week. And I wish you guys could see all the papers we got piled around the radio station trying to keep all these groups and front groups straight.
Next week.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.